Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Army in Europe magazine, the monthly feature magazine for the use of a soldier and civilian.
Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, but it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
To me, this fella could have picked a better place to get himself caught in.
Yeah, it's pretty dry, all right.
And we still got a 3-day ride. Seems to me that sheriff could have brung him in without sending for us all the way to Dodge.
The sheriff probably didn't fancy the trip either, Chester.
This trip too tough for you boys? Too much for you to handle?
Well, now, we can handle it all right, Hob. Don't you worry none about that.
Never did like to see a man bite off more than he could chew.
All right, now, just...
This is my first time west of Fort Leavenworth.
Huh? Well, I kind of figured that.
Yeah. Well, Marshal, I have maps, of course.
But you wonder if you're on the right track, huh?
Well, yes, to tell the truth, I do.
Well, if I were you, Lieutenant, and this was my first time out, I think I'd just drop on down south to the Arkansas River.
Yes?
Well, that's all. You just hit the Arkansas and follow it west. You couldn't miss Fort Lyon if you tried.
Well, much obliged, Marshal. I'd have got there all right.
Oh, sure, sure. I'm just giving you the easy way.
Yeah. Well, we'll be on our way.
Yeah.
Come here! Sir! At the work! Hello!
He sure is a young one, ain't he?
Yeah. Well, there's one thing for sure.
Yes, sir?
There's only one way for him to grow, and that's older. Ah, come on. Let's get going.
Sundown, Mr. Young.
Yeah, there'll be a watering place along here pretty soon. We'll stop for the night, huh?
You mean you tough lawmen are going to stop and sleep like ordinary folks?
Never you mind, Cannon. You'll be lucky if we don't just leave you tied on your horse all night.
He'd be better company.
All right, now you listen
here.
Yes, sir, Mr. Young.
Look, why don't we head for that bunch of trees over there, huh? Come on.
Sure.
You hurt bad?
I don't know, Chester. Where's Cannon?
He's right over there.
I'll get him off his horse.
Yes, sir. All right, you, Cannon, climb down off that horse. Don't you try nothing now.
That'd be just plumb mean, wouldn't it? Marshal hurt and all?
I'm not hurt too bad to use a gun, Cannon. You remember that. Chester, see if you can get me on my feet, huh?
Well,
I'll be careful. Take a hit.
No, no, let me down. Let me down.
Guess it's no use. The leg just won't hold me. All right, help me get my boot off then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now take it easy. Yeah.
Looks to me like it's broke, Mr. Dillon. Broke bad.
Yeah. Look at my horse.
Yeah. And he stepped in that hole and pitched all the way over, landed on his neck. He's dead, all right.
Well, we can't stay here.
No. Maybe we can get you over to those trees. Come on, Cannon. Get this.
Wait a minute. We better figure this out first. Now, look. When you get me to the trees, you ride on, Chester, and see if you can get help, huh? And if you don't meet up with anybody, you bring a wagon from Dodge, huh?
Why, I ain't gonna leave you here, Mr. Dillon. Going all night, it'd still take me 2 days to get back.
We got no choice.
Yeah, but what about him, Tanner?
He stays with me.
But, Mr. Dillon,
I'm gonna need somebody. And I got a gun.
Well, I...
Look, we haven't got any choice, Chester. Now, will you get me over to the trees? All right, you can tether his horse to me, and then you get going, huh?
Well... All right, if you say so, but I sure don't feel good about this.
I don't feel good about anything. Come on, let's go. Next time you stay in sight all the way, Cannon.
Just filling your canteen at the creek, Marshal.
You just stay inside, that's all.
Marshal, a man with a leg like yours, with a fever coming up, he ought to be glad of water no matter how it comes.
I just want to be sure it does come. And I'm still watching.
Here, Marshal. Have it, sweet.
Thanks.
That leg didn't improve none overnight, did it?
Not how much.
Lying around waiting like this through most of the day, you're feeling pretty bad, ain't you, Marshal?
Don't you worry about it.
No, I ain't worrying, Marshal. I got time. I got plenty of time.
And don't you count on me passing out before Chester gets back. Because you might get hurt if you do.
I ain't counting on a thing, Marshal. I'm just waiting. That's all. Just waiting.
You would do back for a day or two.
Miss Kitty, have you saw Doc anywhere? I've been up to his office and he ain't there.
Oh, he just went into Delmonico's there to get his supper. What's the matter, sir?
I can't stop talking, Miss Kitty. I gotta get Doc. It's about Mr. Dillon.
Well, what about him?
Well, he's hurt bad and way off there.
Way off where?
Out on the ferry. 2 days ride. Doc? Doc?
Well, when did you get back?
There's trouble, Doc.
Terrible trouble.
What is it, Chester? Where's Matt?
He's out there on the plane. He's Doc with a busted leg.
Is he all alone?
There's nobody but that murdering Hob Cannon. He's with him.
Well, we better get to him, man. Can you take me there?
That's what I come for.
Well, you don't look too good yourself. You ride all night, Chester?
Well, sure I did. Miss Kitty, come on, Doc. We ain't got no time to wait.
Well, you sure you can make it back there, Chester? It's rough sleeping in that rig of mine. I could take somebody else.
Of course I can make it back there. Come on, Doc. Come on.
All right, Chester. All right. Don't worry, Kitty. Matt's a strong man.
I know, but you hurry just the same.
Cannon, is that your moon? Cannon!
Yeah, I am, Marshal. I'm right here.
What are you doing over here? You get on back to the fire.
Just thought I'd have a look at your leg, Marshal.
Never mind my leg.
What? Mighty dark, though.
I can't.
Sorry I had to kick you that way, Marshal. But I figured it was the only way to jolt you loose from that gun.
I'll get you, Count. You'll never make it.
Oh, no. You won't ever get me. You're going to be just a corpse for that fool Chester to take back to Dodge. I'm going to get me onto that horse you've been hanging on to, and I'm just going to kill you, Marshal. Ride right out of here.
Hold on, stop. Drop gun. I will shoot.
What the devil are you doing here?
I am Blue Horse.
Blue Horse? Well, you're the runaway engine they're looking for.
Hello, Blue Horse.
I have been watching.
That's lucky for me.
Listen, Blue Horse, you don't want to help him. He'll just turn you in. He was talking to Calvary about you yesterday.
He is my friend.
Well, he can't be your friend. He's a lawman. He's got to turn you in.
One day, he cut the rope of the White Hunters from around my neck.
That was a drunken hanging party. Remember.
I owe you a life. I do not forget.
Use your head, Injun. This is different. You help me, I'll let you go. Never tell a soul. Well, you'll be scot-free.
Too much talk.
Well, I'm telling you.
Build up fire.
What?
Build up fire. Heat water.
What are you going to do, Blue Horse?
Fix leg. Woman, come out. She boils roots in water.
You going to pour that stuff down me?
No. I will put it on leg. Draw fever out.
I'd be much obliged.
I give you your gun.
Thanks, Blue Horse. You want to tie Cannon up for me? I'm off a week.
You sleep. I will watch.
Well, the sun has long been high.
Yeah. Where's Cannon?
The prisoner is safe.
Oh. Well, that's more than he deserves.
Woman, bring some food.
Blue Horse, I want you to thank her for me. I feel a lot better.
Yes, your leg will heal. The fever is gone. You want water?
Oh. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks, Blue Horse. Tell me, what are you doing here? Why did you break out?
Blue Horse is going back to the land of his people.
Well, the army doesn't seem to want you to.
I cannot live on the hard land with the dry wind. Blue Horse comes from the hunting people, the Pawnee.
So you just picked up your wife and left, huh?
It is for us to live under the northern stars.
It's too bad the army doesn't see it that way.
The government of the white man does not care that all Indians cannot live alike. The South is no good for the Pawnee.
I work for the government, Blue Horse.
A wagon coming across the distance.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're coming for me.
I am glad the marshal will be safe.
Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, over here, Chester. Hello, Doc.
Oh, well, hi, Matt. Now, let me take a look at that leg.
All right. Ouch. Not Doc.
Well, looks like you've had some help, Mr. Dillon. Glad to see Cannon good and hog-tied over there.
Thanks to Blue Horse and the squaw, I wouldn't be here without them.
Blue Horse? Well, Mr. Dillon, the army's looking for him.
Yeah, I know. Take it easy, Doc.
Sorry, your leg looks pretty good, man. Surprisingly good. I don't think you're going to have any trouble.
Blue Horse and his woman senator. He's had some good nursing.
Yeah, I can see that.
Blue Horse?
I am here.
You understand that I'm a man of the law.
I understand.
Well, I want you to do just what I say. Now, we'll be leaving soon. You and your squad get on your horses.
You are taking us with you?
No. Now, I'm sending you back. I want you to ride right out there. That way. Now, will you give me your word?
You have the word of Blue Horse.
All right, get going, then.
We will ride. Goodbye, Marshal.
Well, I've heard of ungrateful people in my time, but this beats all. You let him save your life, and then you send him back to be cooped up on the reservation.
I did what I had to do, Doc.
Well, I could have done something else. You pointing the way and making that Indian promise to go there, and you know he'll keep his word.
Yeah, I know he will.
Hey, wait a minute, Doc. I just thought of it. Mr. Dillon pointed north. That reservation's not north, it's south.
Huh? Well, by golly. Yeah, that's right. I mean, you made a mistake, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, I guess I did, Chester.